AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The search area is being expanded today in upstate New York. Convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat escaped from a maximum security prison 12 days ago. This is State Police Captain Robert LaFountain.
The complexity of this investigation cannot be described, but I can assure everybody here and everyone who's listening or reading these reports that every lead is being followed up on to its conclusion.
And District Attorney Andrew Wiley says Joyce Mitchell, the prison employee charged with helping the two men escape, had discussed with them a murder-for-hire plot involving her husband. The Prime Minister of Ireland says his heart breaks for the parents of the six people killed in a balcony collapse in Berkeley, California. A group of young Irish and Irish-American men and women were at the party. They were spending the summer in California. Seven other people were seriously injured. On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the Senate Armed Services Committee the Iraqi government has not done enough to recruit security forces.
As I've told Iraqi leaders, while the United States is open to supporting Iraq more than we already are, we must see a greater commitment from all parts of the Iraqi government.
Carter says the U.S. will not meet its goal to train 24,000 Iraqi forces by this fall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state so far has avoided the worst as Tropical Storm Bill moves through the state. It's a big difference compared to Memorial Day weekend when floods left much of Texas saturated. But heavy rain is expected over the next day or so in Texas and Oklahoma. Some American Kurds are among the mourners who gathered in Hudson, Massachusetts today for the funeral for Keith Broomfield. The American with no military training was killed while fighting alongside Kurdish forces in Syria. Wall Street stocks have moved lower after being higher for most of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 47 points. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers are hearing from Amazon that the drone delivery system it is creating is pretty fast. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings was intrigued by the prime air service Amazon is envisioning.
I just want to picture how it works.
It's a very fast delivery system.
That's Amazon's Paul Meisner.
It will deliver packages of up to 5 pounds to customers in 30 minutes or less.
The drones would use a sense and avoid technology, which the FAA contends poses some safety issues. An FAA official also told the hearing more research is needed before the government approves drones for commercial use. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Michelle Swab was sentenced to a year's probation in Cleveland. She pleaded no contest after dropping her toddler into the cheetah pit at the Cleveland Zoo. The two-year-old broke his leg. The cheetahs did not approach him. Swab must also take counseling and parenting classes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.